Mindfulness of breathing. This is a slightly simplified version of previous mindfulness of breathing guided practices. A couple of reminders. One is that whilst it's okay for a practice sometimes to be hard work, it shouldn't be distressing. So if you find it too challenging, too difficult, too unpleasant to do this practice, then don't persist with it. Just stop immediately. And find something else that you could try. Similarly, if simply because you have some kind of respiratory condition, this is too difficult for you, once you've given it a try, then again, consider doing a different practice such as a body scan or getting some advice on what else to try. So, coming to sit. Just noticing the body. Sitting perhaps with your feet flat on the floor and sitting upright without sitting to attention or thinking that there's a particular shape you've got to keep. Resting your hands somewhere neutral so you don't have to think about your hands or make any effort to keep them where they are. And just begin to notice whatever you can feel at those points where your body is in contact with something else, so particularly the soles of the feet, the sensations that tell you your body weight is being supported by whatever you're sitting on. And just noticing what you can feel there without coming up with a commentary of words. And deciding whether you would like to just let your eyes go out of focus and perhaps looking downwards a little to help with that, or whether you're somewhere where you feel you can comfortably close your eyes. So just spending a little time simply feeling what you can feel in the body and your contact with the rest of the world. And then widening that awareness to see if there's something else in the body that you can also strongly feel somewhere else. Some tension, some agitation, or just simply a strong awareness of being able to feel something somewhere in the body. And just being curious about any of those sensations at the moment. Not trying to change them. Not feeling that you have to be feeling something in particular. And then amongst the things that you can feel around the body, just choosing to pay more attention to anything that's associated with your breathing. And that's anything that feels one way when you're breathing in and feels different when you're breathing out. In fact, it's whatever tells you that you are breathing in or breathing out. So you might know something really obvious in the nose, the back of the throat, on the in-breath and the out-breath. You might notice rib cage or shoulders expanding or lifting on the in-breath and falling back on the out-breath. Or you might notice something right down in the belly, expanding with the incoming breath and falling back on the out-breath. But it's whatever you can feel today in this particular practice that tells you about how your breath is happening. And it could be something more subtle. You may feel the balance of the body shifting backwards or forwards on the in-breath and the out-breath. Or you might just feel overall a sense of being slightly sharper when you breathe in and more dull when you breathe out. So it's whatever you can feel right now that tells you about your breathing. And that might include a little pause in between each breath. So just searching around now so that you can find your breathing sensation. I'm going to leave some silence for you to do that for a while. And as you become more aware of your breathing, you can also remember that you're not trying to change your breathing. You're not doing a breathing exercise. So you're not trying to breathe slowly or deeply or more regularly. You're just watching how the body chooses to breathe when you let it do its own thing. Maybe just notice any tendency as you become aware of the breath to try to change it and see if you can just let that go. So again, a bit of quiet time so you can watch the breath happening and have that intention of leaving it alone. And when we do this, although the body and the mind may become quieter, we will be distracted. We're all built like that. You will be distracted. And what is a distraction? Well, for this practice, because your intention is to focus on your breathing, it's anything else. Any other sensation, sound, or more likely, thoughts, plans, questions, judgments, images, and memories. And as you leave this quiet space, it will fill with something. You might not notice it at first. And when you do notice it, you can be pleased. Because you've noticed it. It's not a mistake. You haven't gone wrong. You're not trying to empty your mind. You're just being aware. So when you notice a distraction, and it might take a while, well done. And then just relax and very gently bring your attention, no hurry, back to your breathing. Back to those sensations that tell you about breathing in and breathing out. And then you'll be distracted again, soon or eventually. Notice, be pleased, bring your attention back to the breathing. And this will happen over and over again, and it is the practice. It's not going wrong. So I'm now going to leave some quiet time just for you to observe your breathing, notice distractions, and come back to focusing on your breath. And if some of those distractions are discomfort in the body, pain, tension, agitation, you don't really have to grit your teeth and put up with that. So you can just notice on the in-breath where these feelings are, and on the out-breath, without trying to force it, without trying to make change happen, just give the body permission to soften a little in that area. And now, as we get near to the end of this practice, just making sure that your attention is focused on your breath, perhaps the breath in the core of the body. So perhaps do pay more attention to the chest and the belly, and just watch the next three or four breaths coming all the way in and all the way out. And then widening your awareness. So there's a sense almost of the breath filling the whole body, down to the toes, the fingertips, the top of the head. And then the whole body emptying of breath on the out-breath. And just starting to have that sense now of the body as an outline or a space that fills with breath, and then empties back out into the room around you. And so expanding that awareness a little further. So now opening up to everything that your senses are telling you about the room, the temperature, even if your eyes are closed, perhaps the dark and the light around you, and any sounds, even sounds in the distance. And then when you're ready, and in your own time, just raising your gaze or opening your eyes and releasing the practice.